You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The only sin that Jesus knew was yours, but he never sinned. If he had sinned, then his sacrifice wasn't good enough, and his blood is just as tainted as yours and mine. An all-around good guy can't save you from your sins. You know, it's always the doctrine of Christ that Satan attacks. Have you noticed that? Knowing the consequences of not believing the doctrine of Christ, I can see why. Now, don't believe me? Then go home and turn the television on. These are the things that I see and hear on television. I hear Jesus was homosexual. I hear his bones were discovered. I hear he didn't die on the cross. He was just out of breath. And him and his wife, Mary Magdalene, moved to England. Doubt me? You don't doubt me, right? Boy, I wish my wife was here to give testimony of how many books went flying over her head when these shows came on the television. She'd say, why do you watch this stuff? She's like ducking for her life. Books come flying over here. Don't tell me Jesus married Mary Magdalene and he moved to England. He died on the cross. He did not marry. He had no sin. He's the Son of God. It's always the doctrine of Christ that these devils tried to corrupt. Because if he can corrupt that, once Satan can permeate you and you accept one little thing that's contrary to God, then that sin, like leaven, spreads throughout your whole body. And before you know it, you've been deceived. And before you know it, you've been taken out. James says, sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. All he needs is a little hunk of deception, which a person then swallows. Hook, line, and sinker, to use a fishing term. Number three, God took a body. God took a body. Scripture reference, 1 Timothy 3:16. Listen to these first two words here. It says, without controversy. Meaning, guess what? It's not even up for discussion. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and then blazed the trail for us, received up into glory, first one up into heaven, and then we follow. Now, if your Bible doesn't say God was manifest in the flesh, it says something else. Then the deacons will meet you at the back of the church and give Teresa something to go warm herself up when she gets back to New Hampshire. How many rotten eggs will it take in a cake for you to say, well, I won't eat this cake? How many is your limit? One? I won't eat a cake that's got one rotten egg in it. But people eat cake full of rotten eggs. How corrupt will you let your Bible be before you have enough? I can't answer that question. God was manifest in the flesh. God took a body, that is, number three. Also, John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. By the way, I'm going to make a lot of people mad with what I just said on the podcast, but it's the truth. It is what it is. I'm sorry. We're not going to shy away from that. These Greek manuscripts that are found are corrupt. They've been corrupted by heretics. Hello, there's heretics in the church. Did you know that? There's tares in the church. Did you know that? We're going to look at that in about 3 weeks. Satan's planted evil tares in the church right here beside you. God took a body. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not think it robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto the point of death, even the death of the cross. That's number three. God took a body. Why is this so important? Why is this non-negotiable? Well, listen to what the Bible says about God taking on a body. Let me read this verse to you. God bless. 1 John 4:1. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test or try the spirits as to whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ, now remember, in this context, he means the Messiah. Everyone that confesses that the Messiah has come in the flesh, everyone that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard was coming and is now already in the world. Do you see that? Look at the consequences for not believing this. If you don't believe that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, has come in the flesh, then you and the Antichrist are like this. Yikes. No, thank you. There's a whole bunch of infected people out here in the world. I mean, think of how many people just innocently say, how many Jews don't believe because their grandmother told them with a smile on their face, well, Messiah hasn't come yet. The Bible says this person's been infected. Look at the consequences for not believing this. Do you think it's stylish not to believe in doctrine anymore? Or that doctrine doesn't matter? Think again. Do you think doctrine is just old school? Think again. Doctrine will save you or kill you. What do you believe about the Son of God? What do you know about the Son of God? Why did God take a body? Hebrews 5:8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Why did God take a body? 2 Corinthians 5:19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. Reconciling like a checkbook. You remember those old days? When you got your bank statement in the mail and you got your checkbook and there's a little square back in the little check, you know, the square, reconcile. That's what God was doing in Christ, reconciling you. He's reconciling you all back to himself. That's what the word means. God and you squared up and came together through Jesus Christ. He's reconciled you back to him by having someone else die on the cross for your sins to reunite you and God back together. Is that good news? The question is, do you believe this? If you don't, then there's no check mark next to your name, and you would remain unreconciled. But he's got his pen. He's dying to do that. Just like the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. God wants to reconcile you back to him. That man's already done all the work. All you got to do is receive that. Be ye reconciled to God. The doctrine of Christ, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. This is non-negotiable. Are you all in? It's all or nothing. To believe in Christ is to believe in the doctrine of Christ. Non-negotiable. Number four, that is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Oh, and we're out of time. We'll have to pick it up right there on tomorrow's broadcast here, looking at the doctrine of Christ. Here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You just heard a lot of truth today. And that is truthful teachings on the person of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? He was born of a virgin, undisputable. He is without sin. Jesus Christ never sinned. As I said to start this program today, the only sin he ever knew was yours as he died upon the cross. Also, we saw God took a body. That is, the Messiah has already come. Some people, a lot of Jewish folk, you know, their grandmothers tell their grandkids, well, we're still waiting for the Messiah. You know, that's all fine and dandy when you say something like that. But let me tell you, you've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist when you believe that. As we're going to see, read 1 John chapter 4, and you can see that. Those that deny that the Messiah has come, this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you would heard was coming. You've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist if you believe that. I want you to see how important it is to just disbelieve one of these things. So that's where we're at here. We'll be back again tomorrow. Again, for more info on this ministry, I invite you to go to WGODradio.com and like the Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. These programs are uploaded on there. My Sunday sermon from last week, How's Your Soil, is uploaded, as well as all of the Sunday sermons are uploaded on the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. So it looks like that's going to do it for us here today. Now join us again tomorrow. We're going to pick it up right here where we left off, with point number four out of these seven that make up the doctrine of Christ.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.